Welcome to the 5-Year You Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow? This podcast is intended to entertain, educate, and inspire you on a personal journey towards your best self. We are in no position to give advice and are hot messes on the best of our days. Clearly, we're in no position to offer health or medical advice, or really any life advice, but we want to entertain you. Just a reminder, this is not a replacement for proper medical care or therapy. If you are struggling, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Let's jump in. Today's episode is all about the layers of life. Now, this is a concept we created as a structure to kind of help discover what it is to live a life that fulfills your soul's purpose, rather than living a life by accident, or maybe one that's been designed for you by society.
Yeah, and we're going to do our best to explain this verbally, but the best way to learn it is to look at the layers of life visually. You can download a free PDF of it at our website. You can go to 5yearyou.com/layers of life. That's fiveyearyou.com/layers of life.
Yeah. If you're not able to download it right now, that's okay. What we want you to do is envision a giant target sign, and there are 5 circles to that sign. So there's an outer layer and then 4 inner layers, with the center being the most important.
So the reason that we created this, and it took us a few months to create it and perfect it, is to sort of help you get a visual when you're having a hard time. If you want to figure out maybe why you feel empty or unhappy, and that is the purpose of the layers of life. So you're envisioning that target, and the inside, like Andrew said, is most important because the center of the circle represents you. That's your soul, your essence, who you are, your being. And then the second layer represents your spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental aspects of yourself. So the inside and that first layer are really you, who you are, your spirituality, and everything that pertains to you as a person. But when we get to the third layer, that one is the social layer. So now we're sort of looking out to friends and family, community, and the intimate relationships in your life, which is more than just maybe your partner, but also like your parents and your children, the people who are closest to you. And then the fourth layer is going to be how you spend your time. It's your job, your lifestyle, your hobbies, your finances, like everything that's sort of related to your ability to do those things. And then the last layer is your environment. So that's going to be all the stuff in life, your material possessions, your influence, so social media, your accolades, your awards. And the layers of life all together represent who you are, who you spend your days with, and how you spend your time and what you care about.
It exudes how you live your life. It's the summation of your life. What we found, and I've gone through this, is that most of us in society, we're living from the outside in. We get caught up in the what do I have, that outer layer of, you know, are people liking me on social media? Are people paying attention to me? What do I have to get attention? And we start looking at the material world as our only important thing. And when we do that, we kind of start thinking about the finances. So we enter the fourth ring. We start going, okay, well, what do I have to do to get these things? What kind of job do I have? Should I be a VP? Should I be a lawyer? I don't know. Like, we come through this mindset. And as we move in from the finances part, then we're kind of hoping that we're getting around the right people. And when we go through this, we kind of get to that third layer of people, and we start adjusting ourselves to be who we think these people want us to be. So, I mean, if you're the sum of the 5 people you spend your most time with, then you're going to find that you're going to start picking up their traits, and they might not be traits that you actually want, but it's that. And then suddenly you get to your soul and it's empty. because you haven't been listening to it the whole time. And I'm going to get a little personal here. This is what I did, thinking that I needed to live the dream, so to speak. I thought I had all the right things. I thought, you know, okay, I'm going to figure out the job part, and then I'm going to figure out the possessions. And maybe if I have this car, or maybe this house, or maybe the 2.2 kids, I don't know where the other 0.2 kid is. I don't need to know. And all these things, I thought if I have these things, then people will want to be around me, and then I'll attract the right people because I'll have the right job. And I literally felt like there was a hole inside my chest. And then I knew I was going through things the wrong way, and I needed to find the right way to do this. All those things I was doing at the time was to try to make myself feel whole. And I would think that the next thing in my, maybe the next trip, maybe the next little purchase, maybe the next iPhone, I, you know, there was nothing wrong with doing that, but it wasn't addressing the underlying issue that I had a hole in my chest and I was going about things the wrong way. So to go about things the right way, I had to start working on my soul. And when you start with your soul, you start to kind of honor who you are. And it's not a simple process. That's why we have things to help you along with that. But I realized most of the things in my life that I had been pursuing were not fulfilling me. I mean, they felt good in the moment. It'd be, you know, oh, I got a new TV. Great. Oh, I got a new computer. I feel so much better. And then, you know, the dopamine hit dies out and you're stuck just feeling like, okay, well, that wasn't it. So what's next? And if you've ever found yourself in that situation, it can be like you're going through things in a way that probably doesn't serve your soul, and your soul's here for a purpose. So once I started trying to allow myself to push out the outside world, the 3D world of people and prestige and all these other things, then I was able to start to tune into what I really wanted. And as I did that, I was much better off, and I started to find happiness on a level that didn't come from outside. It came from inside. And as I started fulfilling my purpose, which is to help people grow to become their best selves, while serving as a kind of crash test dummy example as I go through all this, I am so grateful that I have taken this time, because it fulfills me in a way that things never did, or trips never did, or people yeah. never did. I am fulfilling myself. And so once you know your soul, then you can start kind of going, okay, you move to that second layer. And when you do that, then you start going like, well, what are my spiritual beliefs? What do I want to have as my physical health? Like, you know, do I want to be super active? Do I want to be a marathon runner? Or do I want to just, you know, am I okay with my body the way it is? And you start going through all of those aspects of yourself, and you feel different because you're choosing who you want to be. You're choosing how you want to show up in the world. And it doesn't happen overnight, but you choose that and you move forward. Once you do that, you can show up to the people in your life in a different way. And you come to them saying, this is who I am, and you can accept me. Or, you know, if it's not who you need me to be, I'm really sorry, but this is who I am. And I know I'm apologizing here, but you almost want to say, sorry, I wasn't being true to myself all these years, but now I am, and this is how I am. And some people will leave. A lot actually can leave, but they're just making room for the right people to show up.
Right.
And so then you get to start thinking like, how do I want to be with my friends? How do I want to be with my family? What role do I want to play in the community? Do I need a new community? And I believe that's what we're doing with this podcast, is that we're doing this. And another one is your intimate relationships. I didn't really have intimate relationships. I was so afraid of my own emotions that I would not share them with anybody else because it was hard. You know, it was kind of like, well, just joke about it.
Good.
And
yeah, live in the
yeah
dream.
Everything's good. You know, are yeah. you okay? Yep. Well, you oh, did yeah. not take time to think about that question. You just had a default answer, Andrew.
Right.
And now as I've started to do this, I'm going, okay, as I'm in this new dynamic with myself, the right people are showing up. And it sounds so weird, but people are showing up from like different parts of the world at this point. you know, like randomly. Like a friend will say, oh, you know, I have this friend, Andrew, who does theta healing, and, you know, you should give him a call. And I'm connecting with people in a different way. I'm on a different level. And that is quite a difference. And then from that, then I can start to think, okay, well, what do I want my lifestyle to be like? Mm-hmm. Do I want it to be a high earner who is working 80 hours a week and never sees his friends or family or makes time for himself, ignores his body? No, clearly not, because now I've come from this inner part outwards and I am now going to find employment that suits the lifestyle I want, not the money I want to have, and then build my lifestyle around it. Because that's what happens. We end up overworking ourselves for money to buy things for people to impress the other people around us who really don't care because they're too busy working to try to get their things to impress you.
Do the same thing. Yeah, exactly.
And then when you get to that part, that kind of fourth layer where you figure out what your real life is. And I say real life, meaning you're serving, you're coming from a purpose, a deeper purpose. You're not doing these things on accident. You're living on purpose. And when you start doing that, you don't care so much about the possessions and social media stuff. I mean, it can happen and it's great if it does, but if it didn't happen, you were okay with that too. You didn't need the next thing to make you feel good. You were just able to go through this and go like, you know what? If nobody listens to this podcast, I know I'm doing what I need to do. And if you're the only person that ever listens to this right now, I'm glad that you listened to it because I'm living my purpose and I hope I'm helping you to live yours. And that's all that matters.
I love that.
That was really long-winded, but it's basically going from the inside out on all levels, from your soul outwards. And that's what the layers are.
Yeah. And I think it gives a really good example of walking through it because a lot of people listening to this, they're not even going to know where to start because I know, at least for me, and this is very common with mothers and a lot of dads too, is we get so used to putting our own preferences to the side. We almost forget what they are. For somebody coming right to it and being like, how do I even get in touch with who I am? You know, most of us as adults in this rat race, in this society, we've lost touch with who we are. And very simple ways to get in touch with that is to ask yourself, well, what do you actually like? How do you like your coffee? When you order pizza for your whole family, do you want the gluten-free crust for you because it makes you feel better, but then you don't do it because your spouse doesn't like the way it tastes or something like that? You know, take these little tiny micro moments in the day to insert your own preferences and sort of be authentic to who you really are, because pizza crust might seem small, but it's the first act of honesty to that inner circle that you can begin with.
Absolutely. It sounds so silly when you say pizza crust, though it does make me hungry.
Yeah. Well, you always want pizza, so that's nothing new.
No, that's one of the things that I need to work on with my second layer. But I would say, like, yeah, if you are listening to this right now and you think, oh my God, I've been living life in the wrong direction, it's okay. It's the best time to start changing is now. And I always think to myself, you know, if I'm not honoring myself, who am I honoring? And I know as parents, you know, you might be saying like, well, I have to do it for my kids. You're also setting the example for your kids. And when you're doing that, you are showing them that making everyone else happy should be the first goal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, think about what life would be like if we all kind of came from the inside out. I always like to say, too, if what you were doing was working, you'd be happy by now.
Ooh, that hits me in the feels.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a sucker punch in a lot of ways, but it's true. I mean, if what you were doing was working, it would have worked by now. I know we want to dedicate a whole show to this, but if beating yourself up mentally every day was working, was making you happy, you'd be happy. You wouldn't keep doing that. So maybe try something else. Maybe try supporting yourself and see what happens.
Yeah. There's no amount of like working harder at the job that's going to make you like it more. There's, you know, no amount of like sacrificing your time and yourself so much for your kids that's going to make you feel well rested, right? And it's so hard because it's built into our families and our cultures that we're supposed to be generous and sacrificial, and that's what makes you a good person. But really, you can be a much better person and a much more generous person if you are happy, fulfilled, rested, and taken care of by yourself first.
I think one of the hardest things that if you're in a relationship or you have kids or even just with your work people is allowing yourself to think that this might not be right for you. And you don't have to reset the whole world. You just have to come from that place of inside of you where it's like, I need to be true to me. You didn't come here to be, you know, everybody else's doer. You came here to be true to you. And however that serves everybody, that's the way it goes. I'll give you a few examples for ways to start focusing on living from the inside out. Do you have an example, Kat, or did you want me to start?
I feel like the pizza example is my example.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Or like wearing bright colors, you know, like for me, like that's such a vibe for me. And anyone who knows me know I like to wear really bright colors, but I've been in relationships with people previously who, you know, thought it was kind of weird how I like rainbows so much and, you know, that I always like, I don't know, like I could easily wear anything that's like in Target for 10-year-old girls right now, like any sequins, any bright colors, like I just like it, you know?
That description and I'm fits like, you to a T.
Pretty much. So yeah. Good. I'm like, oh my God, I love that. Oh shoot, it's for a kid, you know? But that's just me. And I've learned to stop apologizing for it. And so, gosh, it's such a simple thing, like the clothes that we put on every day, right? And just putting on what you like, even if other people think it's weird, is a way for me to live from the inside out, to honor my preferences.
I love that. I think that's such a good example of an easy way to honor yourself. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take much. It just takes, you know, putting on the clothes that you want to wear.
Yeah.
And I think that is
revolutionary, right?
Yeah.
But it's hard.
Yeah. You know, for me, like I just kind of gave my example on living from the inside out. I think one of the biggest things is, I know people are at home right now probably going like, well, if you're listening to this, you're thinking, well, I don't know what that is. I've become so detached from my soul, from myself, from my purpose that I don't know where to start. So I'll tell you what I did. I started to think back when I was a kid and what the things I loved to do were, the things that I would do all day. And for me, and nerd alert, it was puzzles, writing, having in-depth conversations with people. Now, I didn't do this at the age of 5, but as I grew up, this is what the thing that would light me up. I could honestly talk in this podcast for the next 3 hours about this stuff, and I'm not, because this is what I love to do. But at the time, I was like, well, that's not really interesting to anybody. I don't know what that's going to be. But you lean into it. And it doesn't mean that you quit your job and you move to somewhere else. And I mean, you don't have to do anything like that. You can just honor yourself a little bit each day. Maybe, you know, if you like doing puzzles, maybe you just have a puzzle on the table all the time. If you love music, maybe you pick up that instrument you used to play in high school that you kind of, you dust it off and give it a go. Maybe you just go out in nature more because that is where you feel great and you haven't given yourself enough time because you're working so much. Doesn't matter. Just find that thing and experiment. Who cares if you get it wrong? Who cares if you go for a walk in nature and you're like, geez, I hate mosquitoes. Why did I do
nature's
this?
The worst.
Nature's terrible. But I know for myself, and I'm projecting here, maybe you at home feel the same way. I feel like I got to get it right on the first go. You know, I don't know if that's a school thing of like, you know, getting marked. And it's like, well, if you get it wrong, it's wrong. And that's it. Life isn't like that. You go out, you know.
Give yourself permission to explore.
Order the gluten-free crust. And if you don't like it, don't get it next time. Try the cauliflower one. You know, I think that's the joy of life. You're here to experiment. You're here to find purpose in your life. And you're not going to find it through anyone else. Nobody else can tell you your purpose. You get to choose. And I want to make that clear. Yeah, you get to discover it. That's part of the joy. I do want to make that clear too, because I know for myself, it was like, well, what happens if I pick wrong? So then you pick again.
Yep.
It's okay. It's okay to wear multiple hats. I have done a lot of different things in life, but if they fulfilled me at the time, you know, and they felt good, I did that. And I'm very grateful for those experiences. And the ones that didn't work out, I'm even more grateful for, because that is so much better.
Yeah, they're lessons. They point you to the right thing. Like each experience, whether good or bad, sort of helps you find the thing you really want to do.
Yeah. So you're listening to this right now, and I'm going to ask you, do you feel like you have been living from the inside out or the outside in? And if you are living from the outside in and it doesn't feel right, and you're kind of resonating with this on a level that kind of surprises you, give yourself permission to take some time and think about why that might be. It's okay at any time in life to choose differently. It's not always easy. It's not always simple. But I believe that when you come from that place inside of you where you're fulfilling your soul's purpose, where you're living on purpose, you stop living by accident and great things happen to you. And that is worth its weight in gold. There's no amount of Teslas or iPhones or anything else that is going to make you feel as fulfilled as it is fulfilling your soul's purpose.
And part of, you know, our soul's purpose is that we love to help people and we love to hear from you. That's why we started the 5-Year You podcast. So if you want to share with us, if you're open to it, please email us at hello@5yearyou.com. That's FIVEyearyou.com. And tell us where you stand. Tell us if something in this podcast episode resonated with you. Tell us what kind of pizza crust you like. We would love to share in your journey.
Yeah, I want to hear from you. And I will respond to your email. We really want to know where you're at. Life is more fun when you walk the journey with others. So to end this podcast, we'll share a glimmer.
Glimmers are sparkly, happy things in the world. And could be, I don't know, we've been known to love books. So it might be a book, a gadget, something new we're trying, or just something that makes us just plain happy that we felt like sharing with you. So, Andrew, do you have a glimmer to share with the class today?
Yes, I do. You were talking last week about Atomic Habits, and I also had finished the book, and I didn't want to steal your thunder on that. So what I have started to do with that book in mind is give myself certain scents in different places. And the first one I have started is, I mentioned, I'm really trying to get better sleep. So I bought a vanilla and lavender, like kind of bed sheet spray.
Cool.
And so, yeah, so as soon as I smell that now, it's only in my bedroom, spray the pillows every night. And it's just kind of like this little ritual that goes, Andrew's going to bed now.
Yeah.
And the smell just kind of relaxes. It's a nice relaxing smell. It's what it's designed for. So good. Highly recommend it.
Yeah. And last week you shared that you got blackout curtains. So I feel like you're sort of hitting all the senses in terms of like signaling to your brain that it's bedtime. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it is. And it's working wonderfully. Absolutely.
Well, I'm happy for your health. My glimmer is not healthy, but it's really delicious. I have discovered, thanks to my dad, that Trader Joe's has gigantic peanut butter cups. These are not Reese's. We disagree on how to say that. So maybe you can email us and tell us how you pronounce Reese's cups. But these are not them. These are Trader Joe's peanut butter cups. And they're not as big as my face, but they're kind of as big as the palm of my hand. And they make me really happy and glimmery. And so I wanted to share that. Highly recommend. A++.
I love that you're, you know, being true to your soul and sharing peanut butter and chocolate.
It's part of my innermost circle is this peanut butter cup.
It is like it, and it's circular. So it all like we're going
it
full circle.
It goes. Yep. It's a vibe. It
That's great. Well, thank you for listening. Remember, it doesn't matter where you've started from or where you're coming from. It matters where you're going.
And we are rooting for you.